From the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning comes from Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 20 on page 838 of the Pew Bibles, or 1611 if you've got the big heavy ones. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus then looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you. Woe to you who are rich. You've received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that's what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer them the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Lord God, through your word, your written word, reveal to us your living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Make him real to each and every one of us, we pray. And then may we live as he lived, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In his name we pray. Amen. Do please sit. Today is an especially great day. The reason for it, because it's our day. It's our day. We are celebrating All Saints. We're celebrating All Saints. And each one of us here, as a child of God, is a saint. St. John, that sounds all right. St. Glenn, I'm not sure we've met many of those, but there's a St. Glenn here. There are lots and lots of saints. St. Carol. Saint Alison, that each one of us here is a saint. You're joking, Simon. If you knew what I was like, well, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I'm not joking. It is the truth. You look at the opening words of Paul's letter to the churches, his epistles. He wrote to the Corinthians. Now, they were a right bunch. They were fighting amongst each other. They were boasting about, I've got a better gift than you have. They were arguing over food, that when they came together, have a bring and share meal. Well, I bought rather a nice meal. I'm sorry, I don't want you to share in it. No, you can't have it. And they would stuff themselves silly. They were awful. They were fighting. Well, I became a Christian through Paul, so I've got it right. Now, well, I heard Peter preaching. I've got it right. They were infighting the whole lot. How does Paul address them to those who are called to be saints in Corinth? The same in Romans, the letter to the Romans, to the saints in Rome. Ephesians, to the saints, those who are called to be saints in Ephesus. The Colossians, to those who are called to be saints. Over and over and over again, at the beginning of his letters, he writes to the people of the church who are called to be saints. And he does, and so all those who belong to God's family are saints, and we become a member of God's family not by ticking all the right boxes or by being clever or by going to the right school or university or whatever. How do we become Christians? How are we saved? Paul again, Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the work, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. We are part of God's family through his love, through his grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. So all of us are called to be saints. So what does that mean in real terms? Well, we'll have a look at Luke to help us with that. And then what's the result of being a community of saints? We'll look at that again. What does it say in Luke and what does it say in Daniel? So let's start. What does it mean to live like a community of saints? Let's look at Luke. Look at Luke. Say that quickly and you get your tongue tied. Look at Luke. The first thing that we've got to notice is that when Jesus said, "Blessed are you," he wasn't just looking at Andrew or Peter or James or John and saying, "Blessed are you, Peter. Blessed are you, Andrew. Blessed are you, Bartholomew." No, he was, we don't see it so much in English, but he was using the plural form of the word "you." So blessed are you as a community of saints. The reason that's important is that none of us by ourselves live up to these standards. But if we can, as a community, live like this. We're called as a community. These are the attitudes that we as a community of saints should be showing. And we've got them here in Luke. We've also got them in Matthew. So we'll use the two. Jesus starts off, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Now the poor, I don't know if you've found it today, but very often poor people are the most generous. They give most in terms of percentage. I remember years ago when I used to do door-to-door collecting, say, for Christian Aid. I'd gone round, put the envelopes through the doors, and then I'd go back, go to this big house, and I think, wow, we should get a good, it'll be great for Christian Aid. And either I get an empty envelope back or I might get a 10p. I went to a much more humble house and I think, they're going to be pushed. And I get a pound put in. I'm talking about 30 or 40 years ago when a pound was money, real money. They would give generously. Why? Because many of those who are poor know of their need. And that's what Matthew was trying to emphasize when he said, when he reported Jesus saying, "As happy are those, blessed are the poor in spirit." Because very often the poor, physically, are also those who are humble in their spirit. One translation puts, "Happy are those who know their need of God." Happy are those who know their need of God. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And this next bit is not going to sound too good, but we as a church, I wonder if we are heading that way. As Holy Trinity Church, are we heading that way? To keep this place working, to keep Holy Trinity, as it were, just on the road, no outreach, no nothing extra, just to pay our bills, we need about £1,500 a week. That's how much the church needs to keep, if you like, to keep the show on the road. £1,500 a week, give or take. If we don't get that, we keep eating into our reserves, and we're not getting that at the moment. We're falling quite a bit short of it. But will it force us to look again? Because a rich church can be very self-satisfied, and we'll look at that in a minute. But a poor church, we look to God. Andrew White, who used to be the vicar in Baghdad at the time of tremendous, awful things, he said this: "We know that Jesus is all we need, is that when we get to the stage when Jesus is all we have. We know that Jesus, we find out that Jesus is all we need when we get to the point when Jesus is all we have. Are we going that way? Well, hopefully we don't have to get right down to the bottom. Let's be aware of our need of Christ, of Jesus. Happy are those who know their need of God. And then he said, blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Yes, he's talking about the physically hungry. And in the Magnificat, Mary's hymn of praise, she said, the hungry will be fed, and the rich shall go away empty. So there is that in God's kingdom, the value, what's happening wrong in this world will be turned upside down, or rather things will be put right. The hungry will be fed. So it's talking about the hungry physically, but also hungry to know God more. Hungry for righteousness. Are we as a community of saints, are we hungry to know God more? To see his will being carried out? Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, is that's all we need. One thing we've just sung. Do we, as a community of saints, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? That's the challenge for us. Do we? Or is it a hobby that we occasionally turn up on Sundays to practice? Blessed are you who weep now, for you will be laughed. I don't think this is specifically aimed at those who are bereaved, though with hope in resurrection, that gives great comfort and encouragement. It gives great comfort and encouragement. But do we weep over the state of the world? The concerns, are we concerned for the about the needs of others? And I think we're actually, that's something we're pretty good as a church. We're often very, very generous as a church. And that's great. That's great. We do weep. We are concerned for the needs of others. Can we be better? That's the challenge. I've read a book by a man who is now Bishop of Oxford. He's looking at the B attitudes, what attitudes we should have. And he writes this, as having looked at the first four in Matthew. Like the Master we follow, we are called to be poor in spirit, to be people who mourn for the suffering of creation, to be people who are meek before one another, and to be those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. A church that sought to live and express these qualities in its common life would be a demanding but rich community to be part of, the kind of community others would want to work with and to join. The kind of community others would want to work with and to join. I wonder if that final phrase is actually true. That people, if we were like that, then people would flock to us. Well, I'm not sure it is. And I'm not getting at the Bishop of Oxford. Got a lot of time for him. But there are those who would prefer that the status quo be maintained. No, I'm well off. I'm comfortable. Don't you dare challenge me. And if they're challenged by a group of people who are living in an alternative way, then there can be hostility. And it's sometimes in the church, in churches as well. There are those who will preach what we've heard of, the prosperity gospel. Give 10% to God and he'll give you 20%. You are a child of the king, therefore live like a child of the king, richly. You should have loads of money. There are self-satisfied churches. There are churches that only emphasize the feel-good factor. There are churches that are people-pleasers rather than God-pleasers. The opposition to those who live like Jesus can be fierce, like what happened to Jesus. We know that Jesus was crucified. We don't need reminding. In that passage from Daniel, there's this vision of the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. Four great beasts come out of the sea. You read the rest of chapter 7. They're terrifying. These are those who oppose this sort of life, the community of saints. There are those who oppose it, who will oppose us. What should our reaction be? That we fight fire with fire? No, we live like Jesus, who said, "Pray, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. From anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again." It's summed up by, he said, do to others as you would have them do to you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Does that mean we'll be taken advantage of? Yes, we will. People will take advantage of us. But does that matter in the long run? If we live like Jesus, we show that our heart truly is in the kingdom of God, that we will be blessed by God. Or as Daniel put it, the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Why? Because our heart is in God's kingdom. And as Jesus said, where your heart is, there will be your treasure. Let's bow our heads to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, your Son, who puts you first in everything, no matter what the cost. And we pray that by your Spirit we will do the same. Put you first. Live as your community of saints here on earth and bring glory to your name. Give us the strength, we pray, to do this in the power of the Spirit. Amen.